The following chart begins by looking at events in Matthew 24 and then switches to Luke 17 at point number 3, which is highlighted in white. This is where Jesus returns like lightning in both Matthew 24 and Luke 17. We begin at point 1, where in Matthew 24:15, the abomination is set up by the Antichrist. Next, in Matthew 24:21, we read that the Great Tribulation has begun. Then the next point, point number 3, is a common point where Jesus appears like lightning in both Matthew 24:27 and Luke 17:24. From this point on, the chart follows Luke. At points 4 and 5, it talks about the days of Noah and the days of Lot. Luke 17:26-27 say that in the days of Noah, everyone was living as normal until Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. Then Luke 17:28-29 tells us that in the days of Lot, everyone was living as normal until Lot left Sodom, and then fire and sulphur destroyed them all. Next we come to point 6, where in Luke 17:30, Jesus said that when he returns, it will be just like it was in the days of Noah and Lot. That is, the unrighteous will be unaware, living life as normal, when the righteous are taken to safety, leaving the unrighteous to be destroyed by God's wrath. The final point on the chart is point 7, where in Luke 17:31-36, Jesus said that on the day when he returns like lightning, one will be taken and the other left. This is the rapture in which the righteous are taken to safety. After the righteous are safe, the unrighteous are destroyed, just the same as in the days of Noah and Lot. Some Christians say that those taken are the unrighteous, but that cannot be true, as Jesus said that when he returns, it will be the same, just the same, as in the days of Noah and Lot. At that time, it was the righteous who were taken, while the unrighteous were left where they were and destroyed. The second reason we know that it is the righteous who are taken is because the Greek word translated taken is the same word used in John 14 verse 3, where Jesus said that he will return to take you to be with me. The Greek word means to take or to join to oneself, while the Greek word for left means things like abandon and divorce. So when Jesus returns, he will take the righteous to be with himself, while the unrighteous will be left on the earth to be destroyed by God's wrath during the day of the Lord. This interpretation is confirmed by Isaiah 13 verse 9, which tells us, "See, the day of the Lord is coming, a cruel day with wrath and fierce anger, to make the land desolate and destroy the sinners within it." From this we can see that the flow of end time events is, the Antichrist is revealed, the Great Tribulation begins, Jesus returns like lightning, then the righteous are taken to safety in the rapture, while the unrighteous are left where they are and destroyed by God's wrath during the day of the Lord, just the same as it happened in the days of Noah and the days of Lot. The day of the Lord ends with the war of Armageddon. The Gentiles who survive this war will be judged at the sheep and goat judgment of Matthew 25:31-46, and those who are found worthy will enter the millennium. Zechariah 14:16 tells us that these Gentiles will go to Jerusalem each year to worship the Lord and to celebrate the Jewish feasts. My view of the end time 7 has more about the millennium. Amen.